This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Government today accused the opposition of distorting the remarks of Union Home Minister Amit Shah on Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hit back at the Congress over its allegation against the remarks, saying Amit Shah has exposed the Congress's dark history of insulting the architect of the Indian Constitution. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah also hit out at the Congress, accusing the party of presenting facts regarding his speech in the Rajya Sabha yesterday in a distorted way. Briefing media at party headquarters in New Delhi this evening, Mr. Shah condemned this, alleging the Congress of being anti-B.R. Ambedkar and against reservation and constitution. Talking to media in Parliament House, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that a small clip of Mr. Shah's speech in the Rajya Sabha is being circulated, distorting what he said. Earlier in the day, opposition parties staged a protest in the Parliament House complex against Mr. Shah's remarks on Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. Talking to media, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge hit out at the Home Minister over his comments. He alleged that through his remarks, Mr. Shah has insulted the architect of the Constitution. Both the Houses of Parliament were today adjourned for the day following ruckus by the opposition, accusing Home Minister Amit Shah of insulting Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. In the Lok Sabha, when the House reassembled after the adjournment at 2 p.m, the presiding officer disallowed the adjournment notices moved by the opposition members over various issues. Opposition party MPs were raising slogans against the remarks of Mr. Shah, demanding his apology. Amid the din, the presiding officer adjourned the House for the day. Similar issue also rocked the Rajya Sabha proceedings. When the House assembled after the adjournment at 2 p.m, opposition MPs started sloganeering against the remarks of the Union Home Minister on Dr. Ambedkar. Amid pandemonium, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar adjourned the House for the day. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today hit out at Congress, accusing it of once again trying to create a fake narrative over Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav has sought explanation from the Congress as to why Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru campaigned against Dr. Ambedkar, which led to his defeat. He also criticized the Congress for denying the Bharat Ratna to Dr. Ambedkar over 40 years and not honoring Dr. Ambedkar in the Central Hall of the Parliament. He also sought a reply from the Congress for not undertaking substantive efforts to protect or empower OBCs during its tenure and not honoring the Panch Teerth. In Maharashtra, at least 13 people died in a boat accident near Mumbai this evening. A private ferry boat en route from Gateway of India to Elephanta Caves capsized near Uran in Raigarh district. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis said out of 13 victims, 10 are civilians and another 3 Navy personnel. 2 passengers are critically injured and are undergoing treatment in Navy hospital. Talking to the media in Nagpur, Mr. Fadnavis added that the mishap took place after a speeding uncontrolled Navy boat collided with a passenger boat. He added that the rescue efforts are currently underway by the Navy, Coast Guard and Marine Police. The Chief Minister also announced an ex gratia of 5 lakh rupees to the families of the deceased from the Chief Minister's Relief Fund. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh also has expressed his grief over the loss of life in this accident. National Investigation Agency NIA today conducted searches at multiple locations in 4 states in an interstate arms trafficking case. The searches were conducted at 12 locations in Bihar, 3 locations in Nagaland, 1 location in Haryana and 1 location in Jammu and Kashmir. India today marked a historic achievement in wildlife conservation by conducting first ever Ganges River dolphin tagging in Assam today. In a statement, the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change said this is the first tagging for the species, which is a significant milestone in the advancement of Project Dolphin. The outgoing Biden administration has relaxed rules for H-1B visas that will make it easier for American companies to hire foreign workers. The World Tennis League Season 3 will kick off from tomorrow in Abu Dhabi. Abu Dhabi's Etihad Arena will host the tournament from December 19 to 22, 2024. And that is the end of this news bulletin.